All right, this week's immunity was to think of an immunity. So up first we have... Up first is Druox, and Druox sent his idea to a, like his explanation in an email, so I'm going to read that to you. Here's my immunity idea, in audio format. I don't know if you will want to use the recording in the episode since it's really long, since I made an example of the idea in the recording, but if you do, it goes over everything in detail along with an example. If not, here's it in writing. Immunity idea. Each contestant must make four characters with a unique emotion attached to each of them talking about the same topic. Synopsis. Treg/Dylan's responsibilities. Pick a topic. Optional. Pick the setting. Contestant's responsibilities. If Treg/Dylan doesn't pick a setting, pick a setting. Create four characters with an emotion attached to them, i.e. Skeletor, Skeletor would be scared. Create a scene where all four characters are talking about the topic. This idea brought to you by... blank space. Copyright 2010 to... blank space. All rights reserved. Except Druox the Shredders. And now, here's his example.
I'm sorry, I'm late. I was caught in traffic. I lost the email. I found it. It's right here. I got it. Let me pick that up. Hold on. Okay. All right. So we're all here today to talk about He-Man, right? Yeah. He-Man. He was a cartoon from the early. He had a sword, and the sword granted him power. There's a lot of homoerotic undertones, and listen. Listen to me. You have been coming late to this discussion of He-Man for the last 3 days. 3 days of no He-Man for me. How am I supposed to keep us prepared if you're not coming here on time? I should have you fired, but we're not here to talk about you. We're here to talk about He-Man. We already know about your stupid list. Okay? You've got me all worked up. Unbelievable. You know what? You should make yourself useful and bring me back a coffee or something to drink. Maybe even a food item. I don't care. I'm so fed up with you. You know, He-Man isn't really all that great anyway. Fucking stupid homo. Gigantic muscles. He barely wears anything, and everything he does wear is unbelievably gay.
Excuse me, sir. I do believe that as the announcer, I have a right to speak on the He-Man thing. Now, remember, when I announced him, I always said, Masters of the Universe were his friends. Now, that doesn't mean that He-Man himself is a master of the universe. No, no. That actually means that I'm the master of the universe, because without me, these stupid cocksuckers wouldn't even know what the hell a universe was. Heck, I don't even think that any of them know what a gun is, except for maybe Master of Arms, but he's really the only one that actually makes any sense out of these motherfuckers. I don't even understand what the problem is with friggin' having the announcer as an actual character. I'm important. Without me, no one would even tune in. I mean, would you really want to watch a show called He-Man? And that's it. I mean, it just, that's all. That was their song. It was He-Man, and then boop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop. That's stupid. You need me. You all need me. He-Man needs me.
He-Man? This isn't funny anymore, He-Man. I will destroy you if you don't show yourself. I'm Skeletor, dammit. I'm not scared. I can't be. He-Man, please, stop this. I didn't sign up for this, He-Man. The producers made me do it, okay? I didn't mean to call you gay. It was really the boss. Okay, fine. I think you're gay. Just stop. I don't like the dark. You know that. I'm in the dark all the time in my stupid skull helmet. I don't need outside dark. In the dark is fine with me, but outside dark is scary. I see things, He-Man. I see.
Boom.
Now I know what you're thinking. What the fuck was that? Is he Sam Hafting this? Is he wasting our time? Well, no. That was an example of my immunity idea. The immunity idea is that you're to be four different people.
with four different emotions each. One emotion each is what I mean. So one guy's mad, one guy's nervous, one guy's arrogant, the other guy's scared. You know, you can mix it up. It doesn't matter what order it's in. And they have to talk about a subject. Now, this particular subject was He-Man. And I thought it would be funny because I can incorporate my Skeletor voice into it. But I would assume that in the immunity challenge, you would pick a topic for them to talk about. Like pudding. Or why Dylan Collins deserves to be a director in Hollywood and why Tregatry deserves to get all the money from those things. And then it would be up to the contestants like me or Russ to come up with four different characters. Each one has to have his own specific emotion. And then they talk about this subject. Now, you also have to come up with the setting on your own. Or you guys can come up with the setting. It could be like they're at a dinner so that it's really complicated. So now they're at a dinner, so you need the background noise. Otherwise, they won't sound like they're at a dinner. They constantly have to reference the food. It has to stay constant. You can't have one guy eating a lobster when everyone else is eating chicken. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't make any sense. Unless the guy's really, really rich and he's really snobby and he's not going to eat chicken. And that's all he talks about the whole thing. But that would have to be the subject. The subject is, why won't you eat chicken?
Well, because I want to eat lobster. I'm not dying poorly. What are you people?
But, you know, like, that's an example. That's another example. I already gave you an example. Don't have to give you an example. I'm sorry wasting your time there. That's really bad of me. But anyway, the immunity synopsis. I've got it on this chart over here. Let me get it. All right, the synopsis is, you guys pick a topic. You guys can pick the setting, if you would like, or you can leave that up to the contestants. It's up to the contestants to do the following. If you choose, they pick the setting. Then they have to pick four different characters. Then they have to pick an emotion, assign it to each character. And then they have to make the scene. And they all talk about that topic. That's the immunity. It can have an even amount of work just because of the elements, but really, the contestants are always doing more work because that's how the immunity should be and that's how the challenges should be, obviously. But overall, it's kind of even in the amount of elements that each of us have to do. We each have to do two things, or we could do three things as the contestants, and you just have to pick the topics as the immunity, because I know you guys want to keep those simple but complicated for the contestants so that it's fun and that you have a huge variety of things to come in, unless you want to pick the topic and the setting, then it would kind of limit things. But if you keep the setting open, then you'll probably get a whole bunch of different things. Like, you might even get a bunch of people talking in the bathroom. I don't know. I don't care. It's your immunity. This is my idea that you're going to take. That's why I didn't put my name on it. And there's a nice little blank for you guys to sign. It says, this idea brought to you by blank. That's for you. You guys can argue over which one gets to sign it and which one gets the license. That's up to you guys. And that's the pitch.
And now we have Russ.
In Sing It, we expect singers to use emotion and act to an extent, but in Act It, we've never demanded that actors sing. This makes sense, since it might be painful forcing some of them to do so and some of us to have to listen. But if singers can act a song, then actors should be able to, too. I therefore propose the following immunity. Take a popular song, one that was not written as part of a musical play or movie, and act out the lyrics without music and without rhythm. Some songs may work as scripts better than others, and it might be fun to insist on one that doesn't work well, but for this immunity, that should not be necessary.
And now we have Seraphim Swordmaster.
Hello, I'm Seraphim Swordmaster, and I'm submitting my immunity challenge for Act It Season 3. Now, my challenge is very simple. Sing the Carmel Dancin' in English in the lowest possible tone you can manage while keeping in with the melody. I've already found the English lyrics. They're at tinyurl.com/incar. That's E-N-G-C-A-R. And that's it. Whoever can keep in tune with the melody while singing the English lyrics in the deepest possible voice they can manage is the winner. That's it. Good luck to anyone who attempts this challenge if it goes through. And thanks for having me on the show. Cheerio!
And here we have Lord of the Morning.
All right. The idea I have for an immunity challenge is called the Act It Dojo. And in this challenge, basically the point is to design and characterize an original fighting game character. And it could be as fantastic as you want to make it. If your character has magical powers or whatever, you know, that's all good. It's a fictional character. Now, the requirements are as follows. You create a character. It is original. It can be based off another character, but it has to be mostly your idea. You are given 30 seconds to talk about your character. You can explain his history, his background, and his name. And then you have to give us sample lines of what your character actually might sound like if he was fighting an opponent. These sample lines would include one introductory phrase, so what your character says when he steps onto the battlefield, three injured noises, so grunts or something that suggests that your character has been hurt. One should be light, one should be medium, one should be heavy, so receiving light, medium, and heavy damage. You need three attacking noises, so the grunts that suggest your character is attacking someone. Again, one light, one medium, and one heavy. And you also need two victory taunts, so what your character says when he wins, and one defeat phrase, so what he says when he loses. Alright, now I want to talk about why I think this is a good challenge for ACTed. This immunity is going to challenge actors to, one, characterize a character in a very limited amount of time, two, make it interesting, and three, act in such a way to make the audience believe as if they were really about to fight somebody. And that's something that I think a lot of actors have trouble with, and I think that's something that they need to be challenged to do. This immunity challenge would reward actors who are capable of delivering lines with a certain sort of intensity that requires skill and practice to perform. All right, so once again, that's the ACTed Dojo, and I hope to see this immunity challenge on the next round of ACTed.
Up next, we have Apotheria.
Okay, guys. Wow, that was a great round. We're very sorry to see some of you go, and we're really unhappy to see some of you stay. Now, as for next week's immunity challenge, you know what? Let's have next week's immunity challenge be this. Stop complaining! Yeah, let's go with that. Whoever complains the least next week is fucking immune. Every season we try to keep it drama-free, but you people just won't stop complaining about everything! It's always,
boo-hoo, you people critiqued me negatively. How dare you fail to appreciate my limitless innovation and sheer genius when I act.
Or, I can't believe I wasn't saved. You two don't know what you're doing. You have no credibility as judges.
Well, guess what? Stop fucking complaining this week, and you might just find yourself with an immunity! That way, no matter how much we fail to applaud your genius, you'll still be safe!
And for those of you that don't think this is a challenge, you're wrong. It's nearly impossible for people to not complain. That's a challenge if I ever heard one. It also means all the lazy people that don't do these normally have a shot too, because you don't even have to press record. All you have to do is shut up!
And lastly, we have Bree.
Okay, no lie, this is gonna be a pretty lame idea for an immunity, but everyone loves to improv, right? So, Dylan, Trigatry, pick out the most random, absurd image you feel you'd get the most entertaining responses from, and everyone needs to come up with a 1 minute to 1 minute and 15 second monologue, improvised completely, based on that picture, and whatever one you feels fits what you felt was going on in the scene best, gets the immunity. How's that?
We had some good ones, Trigatry, and we had some fail ones.
Yeah, we did.
My personal favorite, although I don't think we can put it through, was Apotheria's.
I love that one. It was really funny.
I think it was really original and amusing, and I love you, Appa.
I love you, Appa, too, although I don't know that we can, like... I don't know that that quite fit the format of the challenge, but it was epic win.
Drox... I would have preferred your pitch in audio form, but it was interesting that you gave us a demonstration of what your thing was.
But we didn't listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it was 7 minutes long.
Why'd you make it 7 minutes long? Anyway, Russ, yours was really short and concise, and if only Entertain Us hadn't done that.
Entertain Us did it first.
We don't want to steal ideas here.
Immunity,
except from you guys.
Seraphim, don't... Yeah. Have no idea what... This isn't singing. Sing It. That would be a good one for Sing It, probably.
I think this was more of a rhythm thing is what he was going for, but I don't remember. Anyway, being that Dylan and I are not weeaboos, we don't give a fuck about Caramel Dancing.
I don't even know what that is.
It's, if you go to an anime convention, you'll find out.
Okay, well, I'm not going to do that, so moving on.
You will one day.
No, I won't.
Lord of the Morning, yours was the video game one?
Yeah.
I liked it. It was pretty clear, and there were a few extraneous bits, but I liked the idea a lot.
It was well thought out. You had all of the components for it. I thought it was well thought out. When you told us why you wanted to do it, I was like, oh, here we go. But, like, you actually presented a good argument.
Yeah.
Improv doesn't work with ACTed because you can't trust people.
I don't believe in the honor system.
Look at Zane's show. Or don't, actually, better yet, don't look at Zane's show. But I like your normal voice. You should use that more often.
Yeah.
I think, for me, the winner, even though I loved Apotherius, I think The Lord of the Mornings was the most well thought out. I liked that one. I would actually be interested to hear a fighting game.
I like it, too.
So, Lord of the Morning?
Yeah.
LOTM, you have immunity. Good job, sir.
Woo!
Dun, 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 dun. Done.